Thank you for joining us for our sermon podcast. Emmanuel United Methodist Church is located at 1351 Main Street in Welford, South Carolina. Our mission at Emmanuel states, by God's grace and the guidance of the Holy Spirit, we pursue Christ to become and make disciples for the transformation of the world. Our hope is that this message will help you as you grow in God's grace, trust in the guidance of the Holy Spirit, and to pursue Christ with all you have. Now sit back and listen for what the Lord may be saying to you as Pastor Andrew delivers today's message. Thank you.
All right, so Luke chapter 8, verses 22 through 25, page 841. In your Bible app, in your scripture, in whatever you've got, let's stand if your health allows you, and let's see what God's Word has for us today. Verse 22 begins, and it says, one day he, Jesus, got into a boat with his disciples, and he said to them, let us go across to the other side of the lake. So they put out, and while they were sailing, he fell asleep. A windstorm swept down the lake, and the boat was filling with water, and they were in danger. They went to him and woke him, shouting, Master, Master, we are perishing. And he woke up, and he rebuked the wind and the raging waves, and they ceased, and there was a calm. He said to them, where is your faith? They were afraid and amazed and said to one another, who then is this that he commands even the wind and the water and they obey him? This is the word of God given for you, the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
You may be seated. Father God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be pleasing and acceptable to you, our Lord, our God, our rock, and our redeemer. Amen. This passage reminded me of a situation in my life, and I've learned since being married that there, when it comes to storms, there's really two types of people. There's those that like storms and those that are terrified of storms. I like storms. My bride, not so much. Our experiences with storms throughout life have been very different. She's experienced some scarier things than I have, so it impacts what she sees when storms come, and I'm the one that'll go outside with the camera and, you know, and hey, did you see that tree's about to break? Like, hey, get inside, you know, all those types of things. But it was a perfect night. It was, I don't know when it was, had to be in June because it was playoff baseball for the college World Series tournament. And so we were down in the middle part of our state watching our favorite team play, and it was a perfect night for baseball. Perfect. Beautiful. And then all of a sudden we started getting reports that there was a storm heading our way, but we thought, well, it can't be that bad. It's beautiful. There's not a cloud in the sky. And then all of a sudden, before the first drop hit, they said, fans, please take shelter immediately. And I thought, this is ridiculous. It's not even raining, and we're stopping the game. And we made a decision after we huddled under the canopy with thousands of fans. Something really may be about to happen. And we had two options: stand there and deal with the chaos of all these thousands of people, or beeline it to the car. So we got to the car just in time. And when I say just in time, as soon as we got in the car, cars around us started shifting. Parking signs were being ripped out of the ground. A roof across the street, the corner was being lifted up off this building. The transformers were blowing blue flames out of the sky. A traffic light completely shattered from the pressure. We found ourselves in the middle of what they call a microburst. And in the midst of that car, where we were crammed in two groups of people, there were those who were terrified, crying, those that thought we ought to start praying, and those of us who wanted to record it just in case we went out this way. I wanted somebody to know how it happened. But this text reminds me of that, because it's a perfect night to go sailing across the Sea of Galilee until it wasn't. You see, the Sea of Galilee, it finds itself in this valley, and you've got these mountains to the north of it and the desert to the south. And so when the cold wind or pressure atmosphere comes and the warm, it just makes for these terrible storms out of nowhere. The disciples would have known that. The fishermen would have known that this was a possibility as much time as they had spent there. But out of nowhere, this terrible storm comes. And we know it's terrible because it tells us they were taking on water, they were terrified, but it also says they were in danger. So we know that this was a serious storm. And it's very likely that at some point in your life you've been there too. Things are going along just beautifully. I mean, life couldn't really get much better. And then out of nowhere, a storm pops up. It leaves us terrified, worried, anxious, empty, alone, and we simply don't think we will survive it. It's in those moments where I certainly feel like, and maybe some of you, I feel like my Savior is sleeping in the back of the boat. I wanted to preach a sermon about how it was okay to take naps because Jesus did. But the Holy Spirit wouldn't give me that one. But that's where the disciples find themselves. They're afraid they're going to die, and Jesus is napping. And this time when I read the Scripture, sometimes when you read Scripture, something different pops up. But I didn't read it as if they woke up, "Jesus, Jesus, we're dying," in a sense of help. It was more like, "Master, Master, we're perishing. Like, wake up, so you're going to die too." This isn't I don't think this is a plea for help. This is, hey, don't y'all think we should wake him up? But what they didn't realize they were doing was they were waking up the only thing that could help them. You see, we may not use those words, "Master, Master, we are perishing," but have you ever had that internal voice saying life's getting hard? There's a moment where life, "Jesus, this is just too hard. You promised that this wasn't going to be hard like this, but you promised to be with me, but Lord, I don't feel you with me. This is getting really hard. Jesus, why are you sleeping in my life, or this situation at work or in my family is falling apart? Why are you sleeping? Jesus, do you not care about me?" See, we don't want to admit that we have those thoughts, but there are times where we've had those thoughts. But the Scripture goes on, and Jesus wakes up, and the water is pouring into the boat, and he rebukes, it uses a strong word, says it. He rebukes the wind and the raging waves, and a miracle happens. It says they ceased, and there was a calm. You see, this storm and Jesus' response to this storm reveals something that I think we need to be reminded of. It's something that I've reminded myself of unsuccessfully, if I'm going to be honest with you, several times over the past few weeks, that Jesus has the power to calm any and every storm. That Jesus has the power to calm every storm we will ever experience, regardless of what storm that is, regardless of how severe it is or how unexpected it may be. Jesus has the power to calm that storm. But here's the hard part, and here's what really spoke to my heart this week, is when we pray that prayer, when we cry out, what we want is for Jesus to calm the external storm. Does that make sense? We want him to calm the physical, the actual storm. We want the situation to stop. But the storm that he may actually calm is the internal one. Does that make any sense at all? I don't feel like it does, but I want it to make sense to you. Because the situation may not change. You still may have that terrible work environment. You may still have a stressful family situation going on. But what has changed is now you're not trying to be in control of it. He's calmed you enough that you trust him with it. It's the internal storm that changes. Jesus rebukes the storm and everything is calm, and then he asks an important question, and he says to the disciples, "Where is your faith?" You see, these disciples had seen Jesus perform miracles for quite some time now. They knew who Jesus was. But he forces them in that moment to wonder where their faith is. Was it in their boat? Was it in their weather? Maybe it was in each other and their expertise on how to manage situations out on the lake, out on the sea. But regardless of where they had placed their faith, they are now forced to consider why they were not placing their faith in Jesus. This question should pierce our own hearts. You see, going through storms in life, it's a difficult thing to do. Regardless of how strong you think your faith is or how strong your faith actually is, you are going to go through storms in life, and they're going to be difficult. There are going to be situations where we find ourselves out of control, sitting in the boat, taking on water, terrified and afraid. A few Friday nights ago, I was at a worship service, and it hit me that even when it feels like Jesus is sleeping, taking a nap in the back of my boat, He's never failed to come through. Again, sometimes that means He has to calm the inner storm and the external storm. You're going to have to get through it. But it came to me in the words of a song, and a song that really has nothing to do about where your faith is or storms or anything, but it's a song called "Do It Again" by Elevation Worship, and it says this. It says, "Your promise still stands. Great is your faithfulness, your faithfulness. I'm still in your hands." He says, "This is my confidence. You've never failed me yet." And when I heard those words, I was just pierced to my core that how could I forget that He's never failed me yet? So even in the midst of life storms, we can have the confidence that Jesus has never failed us. And because He's never failed us, it should remind us not only of His power, but of our need for His power. So that question still rings true for us today. Where is your faith? Have we placed our faith in anything other than Jesus? My prayer today is, regardless of what kind of storms you may be facing in life, whatever storms are brewing out on the horizon that we will encounter in the days and weeks and months to come, that we will all remember that our Savior, while He may be napping in the moment, has the power to wake up and to calm the storm. That we will remember our constant need for Him to be close by. And we will all place our faith in Him to guide and carry us through the storms of life. Will you pray with me?
We hope this message encourages you in your walk with Christ. We would love for you to join us for worship at Emmanuel United Methodist Church, where becoming and making disciples is more than just a mission statement. For more information, you can visit us at emmanuelumc.com. Or you can find us on Facebook at IUMC Welford. God bless.